From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. The Times Union is reporting U.S. Representative Paul Tonko has become the first local Congress member to back an impeachment inquiry into President Donald Trump. The Amsterdam Democrat said he believed it was Congress's constitutional duty after reading the contents of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report into Russian interference in the 2016 election. Tonko said in a statement June 3rd, and I quote, "After careful review of the evidence and testimony currently available, and in service to my oath, it is my judgment that Congress needs to accept the baton being handed to us by Mr. Mueller and open an impeachment inquiry to more fully assess the constitutional implications of seemingly criminal actions by the president and his campaign, and to determine whether formal impeachment charges need to be filed," end quote. More than 40 House Democrats have called on House Judicial Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler to start impeachment proceedings, but House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has so far rejected that option. U.S. Representative Antonio Delgado, a Democrat from Rhinebeck, who represents the 19th Congressional District, remains opposed to impeachment. Delgado said at a town hall meeting in Ulster County last week, and I quote, "I very much support the leadership's position at this point to continue to investigate. There is a process here, and that process needs to unfold," end quote. Read the full story in the Times Union. Sarah Tapton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Office of State Comptroller Thomas DiNapoli last week released a report citing the town of Hunter for its substandard information technology. The audit assessed how well the town's information system was protected against unauthorized use from January 1, 2017 to August 8, 2018. According to the report, and I quote, "The board and town officials have not adopted IT policies and procedures for disaster recovery, backups, and breach notification. In addition, employees were not provided with IT security awareness training to ensure they understand the policies and how they could protect IT assets and computerized data. The IT consultant or town officials also did not maintain an up-to-date inventory of hardware or software," end quote. Town officials have responded saying that the flaws are being corrected. Supervisor Darrell Legg said, and I quote, "We are working on a project to improve any deficiencies we have. It is not a completed project yet, but it's in the works," end quote. The town must submit a corrective action plan that addresses the findings and recommendations in the audit within 90 days. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Dennis Slattery is reporting for the New York Daily News. Governor Andrew Cuomo is threatening to terminate the executive order that gave the state attorney general the responsibility of investigating police killings. The governor urged lawmakers June 3rd to pass legislation that would fully fund a separate office to probe police-related deaths of unarmed civilians. Cuomo said, and I quote, "That executive order was a temporary measure. Until we can pass a real bill, the executive order is done by the authority of the governor, but it dies with the governor. I fall over, bing, have a heart attack today, and that goes away," end quote. Cuomo took action in 2015, removing local district attorneys from investigating and prosecuting police officers who kill unarmed civilians and placing that power in the hands of the state attorney general. The governor said at the time that the setup was only temporary and called on the legislature to pass a law making the measure permanent. Read the full story in the Daily News. Rick Carlin is reporting for the Times Union. Beginning next year, a new parent dashboard will allow New Yorkers to access data about their children's schools, including class sizes, test scores, safety, graduation rates, and social climate in a given building. Rose LeRoy, Director of Educational Data and Research, told members of the Board of Regents June 3rd, "The information is already gathered by the State Education Department, but it can be hard to find and is not compiled in an accessible format. A recent survey showed that nearly half of those who responded did not know where to get school information or found the data online to be confusing or not useful." However, some members of the Board of Regents said they are concerned that the online information could be misinterpreted or used to make what they say are unfair comparisons between wealthy and poor school districts. The tension between putting out public school data and the underlying reasons for the vast performance gaps is nothing new. In the mid-1990s, the State Department of Education launched school report cards that allowed test score comparisons by district. Some local officials argued that the reports did not provide sufficient context for those scores. Read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. The local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.